From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. The U.S. House has approved legislation that authorizes some key water projects in South Florida. From Washington, D.C., Matt Laszlo has this report.
Lawmakers aren't allowed to earmark funds for specific projects anymore, which has left many projects on hold in the region. That's why Democratic Congresswoman Lois Frankel says approving the water bill is so vital for her region in South Florida. She's praising the inclusion of projects from Port Miami to expanding water reserves in the region.
As a proud member of Congress from South Florida, I'm especially excited to see the advancement of the widely supported expansion of Port Everglades and the restoration of our most precious wetland known as the Everglades, the source of drinking water for 7 million people.
While many Democrats don't like that the bill streamlines the environmental review process, Frankel says she's just glad lawmakers found a compromise.
And listen, although the bill's not perfect, we are today living up to the desire of the American people that we work together for the good of our country.
The legislation still needs to pass the Senate before it can head to the president. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
Florida voters might authorize medical marijuana in November, but that doesn't mean the state's farmers will be able to grow it in their fields. That's according to Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam. He told the Sun Sentinel editorial board that medical marijuana will not be a boon for agriculture in the state. He said if it's legalized, it will be grown under controlled environments indoors. During this year's legislative session, Florida lawmakers approved the so-called Charlotte's Web Bill. The measure allows the use of a certain low-dose type of marijuana for certain ailments. If Florida voters approve the medical marijuana bill in November, Putnam says he wants to make sure that pot shops don't start cropping up near places where children congregate. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Here's Paul Leary.